is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
All right, Kat, you there?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Dom's just gone to get some earphones. Just testing out the recording and stuff. Yeah, can you hear this bit of audio I'm just about to play?
3 seconds. Wait, what?
Did you hear someone saying 3 seconds?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I myself have cerebral palsy.
Right, I've got some highly inappropriate audio to chuckle at later.
You've been busy filling up your studio with shit, haven't you?
Huh?
You've been busy filling up your studio with shit.
Yeah. Lots of vinyl and guitars and stuff. I've been a bad boy. Oh.
There he is.
There he is. And there is ceiling.
Hang on, put the phone down somewhere.
Oh, there.
Stuck up anus.
We'll be there after this word from our sponsors. Did you hear that sound effect?
Which one?
The one I just played. No?
Again. Oh,
God damn. How about this one? Did you hear anything then?
No.
Oh, technology's giving me the shits again. Oh, man. Dear 12 in a Big Brother house.
Fucking frantically running.
It's better be worth the fucking effort.
This podcast has never been worth the effort, mate. You know that.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
Right. You're not going to hear this now, shall you, just
go, mate? Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, look. He's now a call centre worker.
Yeah.
Hello, Blizz.
Welcome to my work. How may I help you?
Hell. Right. What?
To that, I'm recording as of now. 1 minute, 5 seconds. We're good. There's your clap as well.
Right, yeah, but I've got nothing to line the clap up with, really. What you need to do is do 4, and I'll come in on the last 2. There you go. It's almost like it's a kind of magic. Magic!
You're like a professional word. Shit, aren't you?
Yeah, shut your dirty whore mouth.
I heard that.
You heard that air horn?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, right. Oh, cool. Excellente. Right. So this one's going to be apparently episode 517, dear listeners. Oh, that's God. Fucking amazing. What do you mean, oh, God? You're supposed to have a boyish enthusiasm for this fine podcast that's been going on years.
Like the listener.
I'm sorry. 12 years? Yeah, something like that. Fucking get less for murder.
In South Africa?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, Jesus.
Looks like...
Cat's fallen off something what? Again. Dear listener, if you know the answer to Cat has fallen off blank, and please send your answers in on a self-addressed envelope. Shove it up your flu.
The wagon.
The wagon.
Your mum.
What's it the cool kids are saying now? Suck your ma. Like, really? No, that's not something I ever particularly wanted to indulge in. But knock yourself out.
Go nuts, kid.
Yeah. I saw a fantastic film earlier. And when I mean fantastic, I mean I saw a Jason Statham film earlier. They really are the same, aren't they? Yeah, The Beekeeper.
Bit racist.
I was about to guess The Beekeeper.
Yeah, fucking. And it's always the same. He was ex-Black Ops. Now he's on the run. But he's pulled back in one more time.
It's mad, isn't it? They're always so overqualified in whatever.
Yeah.
He was a cop, he was this, he was that, but now he's a flower seller. Now he's a baker.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Bloody copy paste.
He hands up pastries at the bakery or beatings, one or the other.
Yeah. Now, what kind of cakes are going to be? Is it going to be an apple cake or is it going to be my fucking fist cake? Jason Statham in Man on the Edge. Yeah, there you go.
He was a man with a pound of profiteroles just for you.
Up the arse four. Wing of death.
When we're talking the oeuvre of Jason Statham, I always think back to, is it Crank? Where he's got his heartbeat over a certain level and he ends up shagging someone in the middle of a market with everyone around him.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was quite amazingly ridiculous, that film.
Absolutely no need for that whatsoever, apart from to put a bit of... Yeah. To thrill some teenage boys, that's about it.
It's like, this film's running a bit short. Show some Jack and Danny for 5 minutes and they'll get the bums on the seats, wouldn't it? Fuck's sake. Smash the patriarchy.
Shoot the wrong person? No, we've done that already.
Sorry, smash the patriarchy and their back doors in?
Yes.
There's a podcast title, Backdoor Smasher. We were playing with AI the other night, weren't we, Dom?
We was, yeah. It was pretty interesting.
We was. Surely we were.
We were.
Come on, you're supposed to be the English motherfucker.
Motherfucker. We was.
Hang on. We were. Should we try this one? Hey, Google, tell me about Kat Sorens.
This will be scary.
Yeah. It's thinking. It's still thinking. A few more seconds. Oh, look, it's gone back to thinking again. Connecting, thinking. This is dynamite audio. This is, dear listener, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I thought we might save this for the Patreon.
Connecting to the FBI. Connecting to the database of the FBI. Moving on.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Catherine Kat Sorensen is a prominent figure in the addiction recovery community, serving as the chief executive officer of Laguna Shores Treatment Centre.
Oh, right. Okay, so what's happened here is it's taken me saying Kat Sorens, and it's actually decided that what I really needed to say was Catherine Sorensen.
No, I'm going with that.
Right.
I think that's his new name.
Right, well, here we are, Strange Times Show.com, episode 517, with me undecided on my name, Dom and Catherine, apparently.
Yeah. That's my name.
Catherine Sorensen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, dear.
So, how was your lovely weeks?
Spoken
shites.
It's all right, actually. I'm going to pay for it tomorrow, staying up late on a Sunday.
It's been fucking hot, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I mean, hot as far as we consider it to be hot in England, Kat. I mean, like, not sort of like your proper hot. It's,
melting shit hot.
Yeah. Nah,
it's 32 the other day, yesterday or today.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's pretty hot.
Today it's a balmy 28.7, or if you're in a third world country, 83.8. There we go.
Jeez. That mental scale they use for their temperature is fucking insane.
Well,
I came up with that.
Yeah. Yeah. My answer to every American arguing with me on TikTok on TikTok now is, yeah, well, at least we don't shoot our schools up, you can. Have to leave off the words, you cunt, though, or else TikTok will ban me again.
I always found that really fascinating, that about you can probably view all the porn you want, adult, kids, whatever you want on all these social media sites, and yet if you say shit or fuck or sex or gun or shoot, you get banned.
Yeah. Yeah. The AI's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
I don't know, you'll kill us all in the end.
Yeah.
Well, it'll probably be governments arguing over who's got the best AI. That's probably what will start the next one. Hey.
Yeah, well, they'll just be lazy and they'll put the AI in charge. Now, you look after things for me and let me know if it all goes wrong.
Oh, no, we've all seen War Games. We know this turns out.
1983 War Games, exactly.
Yeah. Was it 1983?
I think so.
Bloody hell, man.
That is a guess. That's purely a guess based on when it was in the Ready Player One book, but not in the film.
War Games film. Yeah, mate. 1983. Jesus.
Yeah. It's pre-Ferris Bueller, and it was pre...
Oh, yeah.
It's pre him killing a couple of people on Ireland, 1987.
Bloody hell.
Pretty a lot of shit, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick, when he was with Jennifer Grey, the baby in the corner, they were driving in Ireland, apparently, and he drove on the wrong side of the road and did a head-on crash and killed a woman and a kid in 1987.
Oh, yes, yeah, I heard of that. Yeah.
I mean, he got punished, really. He had a £100 fine, so, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, like, you get more for whistling on a Tuesday.
Exactly.
fucking hell. Okay, so comedy podcast.
Oh, yeah, comedy. Shits and giggles. Okay.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. Shits and giggles. Giggles and shits. That's like a comedy twosome, isn't it? And tonight on Channel 4, Shits and Giggles.
Hi, I'm Dave Shit.
Dave Shit.
You're supposed to come in and say, hi, and I'm Frank Giggles, and together...
Jenny Giggles. Oh.
Jenny Giggles.
Dave Shit. I've decided Dave Shit's got to be the podcast title now. Actually, that'd be a brilliant name for a podcast. This is episode one of Dave Shit.
Dave Shit and Jenny Giggles.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a I was going to say supply teacher, that's American. He's a substitute teacher. Oh, yeah, speaking of nonsense, she is a...
That was research. That's research for a book.
Yeah, have you read the book? Has anyone read the book yet?
No.
I don't. Beautiful pictures.
Scratch and sniff edition. Oh.
Nice.
Scratch and sniff. No, let's just... Quick, Kat, tell us about your lovely week before I get done for Operation Archery.
The house is moving along that we've fucking currently building, so we've got an inspection in about 3 weeks. They've done all their plaster and shit. What else? All the cladding up on the outside of the house upstairs, guttering, roofing, all of that. Just that's moving along. So the other site manager's been moved somewhere else. Apparently he sold his house and he's living somewhere else. So they just rotated site managers, which I don't give a shit about because we've got a good inspector. What else is going on? No, just been – I caught up with a couple of mates yesterday and had lunch and
at
this driving range. Hit a few balls off the tee.
Oh.
Yeah. Apart from that, I've done this been work. Work, playing FC 25 with my son.
FC 25 was...
Yeah, so, do you remember the FIFA games?
Oh, God, right. Oh, what, it's like football or something?
Yeah. It's like that.
They lost the name FIFA, so they have to call it something else. So.
Oh, right. Oh, right, so it's EA Sports. It's in the rape.
It's something.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
What about you guys? What's been happening? Anything interesting?
Oh,
my life is boring and dull.
Fuck, no. Not a great deal, really. I've got my covers now for the 10-inch vinyl that should be delivered. My little batch of vinyls. Work's been driving me fucking mental. Kids bleeding me dry, and I'm going grey. Spare it, really?
That's life. Yeah. That's what all the people say.
Having fun, still doing the old bit of sound experience on noiseboxradio.com. That's quite a good laugh. But yeah, nothing really. It's going all right, actually. Apparently, it's doing good figures, whatever that fucking means. It's a laugh. It's a laugh. I think Dom even tuned in for a bit once, didn't you?
I've done it a couple of times. Thank you very much. Yeah. I always forget what fucking day is. I always forget when it's a Thursday, and then I'll go on Facebook and see your post, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And never most mind.
Of the time, like,
well, don't forget, it gets uploaded to Mixcloud. Good old Mick and his cloud. Must be groaning under the weight of all those legal downloads and uploads.
Get off of my cloud. Hey.
You. Right, now I'm trying to remember why I've saved this TikTok clip. Can I play it?
Here you go.
I myself have cerebral palsy. I was dating this woman who also had cerebral palsy. She lived a good 4 hours away. I drove down after being awake for a number of hours. Within 3 seconds, we were all over each other and in each other. We attempted doggy in the living room. Needless to say, going at it like one of those bonking dog USB drives you plug in the side of the laptop. Then she came, her legs gave way, and I headbutted the chair. Sometime later, after a smoke and a chat, we tried 69. Then I fell asleep mid-muff.
Oh, fucking hell.
Asleep. I then woke up and carried on. She was sucking on my sausage like an industrial vacuum. Then she went further than usual down the shaft. 5 seconds felt like a lifetime. Then I called out to her. No movement or response.
Uh-oh.
And a dead weight due to the position I had to drag her off by her hair. I checked, and yes, she was still breathing, but nothing else. Called an ambulance. She was there naked and limp. And guess what? So was I by this stage. I explained what happened in detail to the paramedics, who, after doing her vitals, were trying their hardest not to fucking smile or laugh. Off to hospital we went. Some 2 hours later, she was out of it. I grabbed the key, went the same bed that she had ceased the session on, and went to sleep. 2 hours.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Imagine that, eh?
That's that New Zealand radio station, I think.
Ah, right, is it? You see, sorry.
No, I was going to say, he's clearly reading a letter that somebody's written in. But
yeah, I don't know what the show is, but it's definitely down under some description.
Can't let.
I haven't heard of it. Embarrassing sex stories. I think all my sex events are embarrassing in some form or another.
Yeah, so you are to the victim.
Victim, bloody hell, mate. Jesus Christ, man.
What I just keep thinking of jokes that I really we shouldn't say or think, but I must have heard them somewhere because they're definitely not original. Things like... But all the obvious ones, and then things like don't let an extra chromosome get you down, you know, things like that. I must have heard of this similar sort of program to what that new radio show was.
Yeah, there's another one that keeps coming up on TikTok. Bloody something in Jubal, Brooke and Jubal, and he's stupid fucking American twats go on dates and they don't go well. So one of them phones up the station to try and get a second date update of the other person who clearly decided that fucking off was the best idea.
It looks like you're hit by a car. One of them, the guy got hit by a car looking for her cat and was in hospital the whole time.
Yeah, that was quite funny. But more often than not, it's the people calling up trying to get an update are the sort of like the main... baddos and psychos more often than not.
Yeah. The worst thing I find about that Brooke and Jubal, there's some wanker in the background that's cackling like a fucking moron the entire time.
Fucking like Captain Giggle shits. Oh, yeah. He deserves to die a horrible death.
Yeah. Hey,
actually, that's a horrible thing for me to say. I almost take that back.
You should die a nice death.
Yes, a nice death. Yeah, nice death. We all like a good nice death, don't we?
What do the Japanese call orgasms? Little death, I think it is, or small death. That's what an orgasm is in Japanese.
Is it? Hang on. What do the slop... No, Japanese... What?
Wow.
I didn't say anything. What do the Japanese call... an orgasm. Oh, God, it goes to my search history.
You can take the nonce out of you, Kip.
Look, it's giving me the actual Japanese word for orgasm. That's not what I...
Asked for.
Yeah, that is not the information I asked for, fucking Google. And I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Well, ask for a definition of that word.
Yeah, what's...
Oh, the Japanese definition of... fucking hell, what is this? Japanese... my definition.
It's homework time of...
Jesus. Japanese definition of... Oh, fuck, Jesus. Yes, I know it's the time of greatest excitement during sex. Fucking hell.
I believe.
Right.
You've read.
In Japanese, orgasm is most commonly translated as orogazumu, which is a loan word from English meaning sexual peak. No, you see, what do you mean, little death?
Small death. Right, just type in Japanese small death.
Japanese. Right. Small death. Now, look, this looks like I'm bloody searching for like, Japanese infantilities.
Snuff films.
In Japanese, small death can refer to the concept of seppuku, a form of ritual suicide.
No, that's not that.
No. Please don't make me search for anything more like this. I have enough problems getting booted off VPNs.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm looking at websites with blurred out genitals in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be quite good. Yeah. Oh, dear. All right, okay. So I better clean my search history again. Normally I have to do it at the end of each night when I close the tab on RedTube.
To get that industrial strength internet browser wiper thing. What's it called? Bleach?
Bleach.
The military grade fucking wiping software.
Oh, really? Oh, is that actually a thing?
Yeah, it's the thing. It's the one that Hillary Clinton was using on those servers that she didn't want anyone to see, that she had stashed in her house that she wasn't supposed to have.
Bleach software.
Oh, it's nothing to see here. I was just using general email and doing government business through that, which wasn't secure. And what do you know? The servers are empty now. No one can see a thing.
Dear, oh dear.
Lovely woman. Who can't?
Oh dear, oh dear.
Well, you, Don, what's been happening in your miserable world?
When was the last time we recorded? It was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Well, right, I've just posted that, and I think. There's the obvious. I don't know if we talked about it yet, but my old day just it. So I'm now down to zero parents, so I'm beating both of you.
Yeah.
I'm winning.
Bloody hell.
Apart from that, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Kind of tried not to think about it, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've started harvesting lavender. I've got lavender in the front garden all the way down the side. So I started getting it, drying it, and then wife drinks it in tea and puts it in oil and
it's
food
supposed,
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've been putting lavender in your lube, what I'm hearing.
Don't put lavender in your lube.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Quite gritty, I suppose it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you have to strain it out, obviously. You soak it in there for a while and then you just strain it out.
Strain it out.
I'm uncircumcised, so I just give me foreskin for that, surely.
Oh, God. Actually, really didn't need to hear that, but thanks.
Well, I don't know anyone that did need to hear that.
Yes.
Apart from a judge or a prosecuting barrister. Yeah.
I thought you were about to say judge or prostitute.
Yeah, she might want to know.
Sometimes they like to listen.
Yeah.
And sometimes, when they're running through the woods, they don't listen well enough.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What was that old joke? These woods are dead scary. Yeah, I know, but think about it. I've got to walk back through here on my own.
Fucking hell.
So apart from that, not a lot. Collecting beanos, fucking...
Do you like to flick through them?
I like a flick through an old Beano every now and again.
Yeah, I'd love to flick through a Beano.
Get my dandy on.
Get my dandy on. It sounds like one of Adamant's like chat-up lines. Get my dandy on. Prince Charming, this cock is nothing to be scared of. They were wonderfully camp videos, those videos of Adam and Ant's songs when he was on Vogue.
When he was sitting up a tree, you're waiting for Prince Charming to come along.
That's right. Or if you're slightly racist, Prince Charmaine.
Prince Charmaine.
Yeah.
The toilet paper. I'm thinking of Stand and Deliver when they're jumping out of the tree.
Oh, it's clearly, yes.
It's like Hampstead Heath or Hyde Park or somewhere like that. It's not somewhere in the 1800s, obviously. Yeah, I watched quite a few of those 80s videos, music videos, and you think, really? George Michael's gay and no one knew? Really?
Yeah, it's like, really?
Got Fanny dripping off him left and right and centre, but yeah. You can definitely tell.
Bless. We like the Michael George.
I do. I've got about 7 of his albums, actually, weirdly enough. When I started getting into CDs, I bought a bulk buy, and there was about 7 different ones of his.
He was the only singer that could ever get anywhere near capturing Freddie Mercury's performance live. And he really did a good job of it, didn't he?
He really did.
Shove your Robbie Williams up your fucking anus.
Oh, not even now. Do you remember fucking Roger Daltrey trying to murder in whatever song he did at the Freddie Mercury tribute? Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, he's a fucking stealth Tory cunt anyway.
And he is now.
Yeah, he's a full-on reformer as well, isn't he?
Roger Daltrey, yeah, he's practically
Hope I die before I get old. Bit fucking late. I fucking wish you would, you can.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Every time I see his stupid head, I think of that call that guy wings up about getting kicked in the head by a horse.
Yes, that was absolute comic genius.
It's the fucking best.
It really is, yeah. I think we played it on this before, yeah. That was good.
Found so. Did you see Reform have put an 18-year-old in charge of a council, Worcestershire Council or Warwickshire Council or something like that?
Oh, dear.
Oh, that should go well.
Yeah, what should possibly go wrong for an 18-year-old being in charge of a 2.3 million billion budget?
Oh, yes. So,
the state of the place, fucking hell.
Oh, we're going to hell in a handcart, mate. Or definitely. Something. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So when you click on these Beanos, what are they? All just all over the place? I suppose like there would have been a zillion of them that you can get.
Yeah, well, some are obviously harder to get than others, depending on the year and the date. But I've got bookcases full of them, basically, and I've got them in by year. Oh, yeah. So they started in 1939.
Bloody hell.
And the Beano's still going now. And
still going.
Yeah. So I think the latest issue, yeah, in fact, I don't know because I don't want to disturb my fucking recording. I've got it on my laptop. I've got my laptop right on my fucking knee. What am I talking about?
Dope.
Right. Some crazy stats here. Hang on.
Crazy stats.
So when this Excel spreadsheet is loaded up. So when it comes to comics for the Beano, because I'm that type of person who collects everything.
You've got an Excel spreadsheet of the Beano so you know which ones you've got and haven't got.
Yes. Do you want to know why?
Uh-oh.
Right. So the latest issue I've got upstairs is issue 4,273, and that was the 15th of February this year.
Bloody hell.
So, yeah, I kind of need a spreadsheet to remember which ones I've got.
Fucking hell, that's crazy.
Guess how many I've got, Beano's comics.
Oh, 3,000.
Oh, fuck off. 2,445.
That was all.
Okay.
I mean, holy shit, man, that's a fucking lot of Beano's to flick.
That's 57, 57.2% of all the Beano comics ever released.
Blimey. And like, you're going to go for the whole lot, yeah?
Well, I think anything pre-1940 is going to be a struggle, but I've, the earliest one I've got is, I think it's 117, hang on. The earliest one I've got is 6th of June, 1942.
And it's bloody hell, that's not bad.
181. So, yeah, getting anything below 100, I think, is going to be nigh on impossible, purely for the cost and for everything around.
Are there any like websites that specialise in those sorts of comic sales? The reason I ask is because I've got some really early, I mean, it's like original issue copies of 2000 AD and also some old Marvel comics, Micronauts.
And there's bound to be. I mean, obviously, that's not my bag, man. So I don't know. But I'm in a couple of Facebook groups, and two of them are like vintage comics. So it's not just
That
sort of Judge Dredd and all that sort of stuff.
Oh right. Okay. We're giving this is riveting, isn't it? send us a link from one of those pages. I might try and flog my wares, and then when I've done that, I might try and sell some comics.
Being as the only thing Don collects, there's also
AIDS.
People that have been sawn in half.
Yeah.
I only keep half of them now because they take up too much space.
But top and the bottom.
I've been thinking of branching
out. Right.
I think it's right shoulder to left hip normally.
Yeah.
But because of size and storage costs are just ridiculous these days. It's going to be the thing that catches every serial killer, collector. And I'm thinking that I'm going to just stick to midgets from now on, purely for space reasons.
Just get a wood chipper and put them in a bag.
What, so like a potpourri of them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Potpourri?
Potpourri?
Potpourri.
Fucking hell, it's a bit Tory and posh, isn't it?
It was.
Yeah, I think so. What other mags have out there? Do you still have those, the annuals that you used to have, or that they dead?
Believe it or not, the annuals, there's only the Beano and the Dandy annual are still going.
Okay.
So, yeah, obviously I collect annuals as well because I've obviously fucking got money coming out of my ears. so I do the Beezer. Beezer, I've nearly finished. There's 46 of them and I've got 41. I did Whizzer and Chips, where I've got 22 of the 24.
Oh, my God, I remember Whizzer and Chips. That was brilliant, that was.
Yeah.
What was that?
Dandies and Beanos are the main ones. So there's 86 Beanos, and I've got 67 of them. And there's 88 Dandies, and I've got 75. So basically, I've got every Dandy from 1952 onwards.
I'm trying to remember that comic I used to buy. It was like one of those like fun comics. No, it was before Viz. A long time before Viz. There was La 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 Looking, You're Looking Good.
Razzle.
No, there's Looking. Razzle, I used to find stuck together in the hedges. It was called Whoopi. The comic. British comic called Whoopi. And it was kind of like I tried to do a more modern sort of version of Beano, I guess. But there was other ones, wasn't there? There was Zip magazine.
Zip? It was there's one at.
Yeah.
I've got a bunch of those.
I'll put a link for comics that you'll never look at. I'll put it in the chat.
Please do.
Chat. Did you see the thing I put in the chat before, by the way? I know. I put it in and started talking about my old day dressing it, so it's probably not the time for you to be reading it out, but have a look.
Sorry, what chat am I looking at?
Chatting this in the Teams.
Oh, right, in Teams. There we go. I shall save that and love it like it was my own. Oh, God, look, they've got loads of comics there. Oh, my God. That's made me think of some comics I want to collect. The old TV21 comics from when Captain Scarlet was a thing.
Yeah, that's something
there. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, my God. Well, there's me hoping to get, not an early night because it's already well past my bedtime, but I was hoping to get a sensible night's sleep tonight, but I'm not going to be able to with this wonderful...
Yeah, for all the waking you're about to do.
Yes. Yeah, something like that. I can't be bothered. It's too hot. It's too hot and sticky and...
How do you coppers fucking breed so much? Because it's so fucking hard. I just can't be arsed doing anything.
Oh, no. Yes.
Are we cobbers? No, we're the cobbers, aren't we?
Are we?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are we?
I thought you said coppers. I thought...
No,
yeah, coppers.
I don't want to talk about copper bastards.
Gee, cobbers, what you doing?
Why do... What was the origin of the word coppers for police? Oh, look, hello, doggo.
That's my Matilda. You know, Baba Girl?
Hello.
That's a deviant. Stay away from him. He'll touch you.
Woof.
Fucking woofing it.
Woof.
What's the origin for coppers?
Yeah.
Oh, look, would have come to their bed, I suppose.
Yeah, would have thought so.
Oh, well, there you go. Fuck me for being a stupid cunt. Who would have thunk it?
Thanks not.
Thanks not. I'm still
on the main
part, that thing.
What?
So what do you call the filth down your way? Davian.
Police. I'm really boring. I just call them the police. Sometimes call them the filth when I'm being edgy with the kids.
What? Feeling rebellious. What about you? Yeah. Catherine.
In Victoria, I heard they call them jacks. I don't know why.
Jacks.
Probably something to do with when they were, beating up convicts and stuff like that, I suppose. Yeah.
Cops would never do that.
And I think for a while in the 80s, they were called the Bronze from the Mad Max movie. I don't know. Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? So, round our way, they're called Dibble. They'll ask us a top cat.
Dibble. Oh, Dibble. Yeah.
And that's just stuck around for like 60 years or something like that. In Ireland, they're known as, I think they're still, apart from the Garda are known as the Garda, but I think the Irish, the Belfast police are known as, they call them Peelers because of Sir Robert Peel.
Yeah.
And they still call it that nowadays.
Oh, top cat.
What's that Irish band with the guy with the plastic
bag in
his head that's been on the news a fair bit?
What?
Kneecap.
Yeah, kneecap.
Oh, kneecap. Do you know what? I don't think I've actually heard what they sound like yet.
I started watching a film.
Bits and pieces.
I started watching a film of them and they just sound like very angry rappers, basically.
Right, okay, let's give them a couple of seconds then.
Go on.
That's enough.
All right, okay. It's got a beat. Okay, well, it's heavier than I thought it would be. Tammy, your Wally, that's good, you don't have Bali. Your leg, to think that you're fooling everybody. But you're not, just like the irony that your career is gonna... All right, okay, that's all right. I don't mind that.
Well, I can only hear half of that. It sounds, yeah. I can't hear the voice.
It sounded like someone's doing a racist impression on my end.
Well, maybe they were. Mind you, it's not as good as this. Because I shit myself, yes, I shit myself. Because I got licked up and then I shit myself. Because I shit myself, yes, I shit myself. Because I got licked up and then I shit myself. Don't front, you better check your mind. How can you be down when your pants are full of cack? Goldie looking chain. They were brilliant.
I think they're reformed. I think they're retouring.
Really? Oh, goodness.
I'm sure I read that, yeah.
Your mother's got a penis. That was a genius sample, that was. Have you heard that one, Kat? Your mother's got a penis. Nah. Oh, mate.
That's right. You know what I'm saying. Your mother's offered me the goods. I'm not paying. It started as a laugh, as a bit of a joke. Something funny to say when I was having a smoke. I first heard off this bloke. It's fucking rumour going round. Your mother's reputation, it's not sound. She's saving up the pennies, hoping they turn into pounds to have an operation swap agenda round. It's a shock to me and it's a shock to you. Your mother's got a beard, sandals and a penis too. It don't look right. See when she's walking down the street to see a ball bag jigging to the beat of her feet. I said, your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. That's right. Your mother's got...
Absolute genius use of an Eric Clapton sample there, really.
Well, interestingly, all I heard was the vocal and no music.
Yeah.
Really?
Me too.
Yeah.
That's strange, because I heard the whole thing here. Ah, maybe that's why...
The lady is a tramp.
No, no, maybe that's why sometimes you don't hear... No, this is interesting, actually. Maybe that's some sometimes why you don't hear some of the sound effects. Maybe it goes out on a different channel. Ooh, strange things afoot at the Circle K. Because I can guarantee you that the whole music and everything would have been on the recording. Sorry, what?
If you heard the whole thing, then it would have been on the recording.
Yes, but yeah, but it's weird that you didn't. Mm. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I'm going to have to wrap up in about 10 minutes because beauty sleep.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
all right, because I think what we've discovered on this episode is that our definitions of interesting are really not.
Yeah. Next week on next week on Dictionary Corner, we are going to be looking up the word cunt. That's cunt.
And interestingly enough, despite what people say, it is not an anachronism. It is not an acrostic. It is just it's a word. People used to say it was what was it? Oh, what's the fucking CUNT standing for? Stood for summer. Not see you next Tuesday.
Computer user non-technical is what we say at work.
Now that I believe.
Yeah. In Australia, there's bumper stickers from the Northern Territory, and it's got CU in the NT, but the in the is really small.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my daughter Jet, they got a cup, and it's got UNT on the side of it, but the handle is painted the same colour as the UNT, so can't.
Good girl.
That's pretty, yeah.
That's quality, though. So John Landis, who directed American Werewolf in London and a bunch of other stuff, I think the Thriller for Michael Jackson, whenever there was a need for a film in the film, be it a cinema or a poster or something like that, he'd always do a film called See You Next Wednesday, based on the same thing, See You Next Tuesday. And there's obviously, there's a podcast that we all listen to, I'll say we all, The Rest Is Entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
They did get told off, but he says people are saying we shouldn't be saying see you next Tuesday when we're doing our, goodbye.
Yeah.
Because it's got a different, we're still going to do it. We think it's funny. We're going to continue doing it.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite a good podcast, actually, that is. Do you know what? In recent weeks, months really, I've been listening to podcasts less and less and less now. I've been getting more into audiobooks and stuff. I'm criminally behind on my podcasts. There's a new series, podcast that I do actually listen to. There's a new series of You Don't Even Like This Band with our old mate Travis Clark.
Oh, is that the Korn guys?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And this series, they're doing Queens of the Stone Age, which, as we know, is one of Travis's fave bands. It'd be great to have a chat with him again, but he's such a busy bee these days. Plus, he hates us.
God. I'm missing the shade at Blue Waffle, I suppose.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was funny.
That was funny. I'm glad I captured the audio for that.
I was going to say, yeah, is he the one on the audio? That's
yes.
My time.
Yes, and he legit had not heard or seen it before, and that was a real visceral reaction to the horrors that get bestowed upon thine eyes when searching for Blue Waffle.
All right, what's a Blue Waffle?
You need to type in Blue Waffle in Google.
No, you need to tell me. This is how this works.
It's a bit hard to describe. I'm not even sure what's
hard to describe. You're supposed to type in www.bluewaffle.com.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Do it now.
Ah!
He found it.
Oh, my God!
Please don't do it, listeners. And I'm not even joking. Fucking hell. That's a bit grim.
But then after that, he thought, oh, that's a great joke. So he was doing, whenever his friends and they'd be going, they'd do an open mic or something, and they go to a waffle house. Yeah. And he'd be like, oh, you've got to try the Blue Waffle. And like, oh, what's the Blue Waffle? Nah, just Google it.
Oh, God. I hate it when people say that, because that's what all idiots do when you ask them to prove that the earth is flat and they claim on TikTok. So go on, the burden of proof is on you, and all they can come back with, oh, just do your research, Google it. No, you've made the claim. The burden of proof is on you, you fucking cunt.
What, so I can be directed to your fucking crappy website?
Yeah. Source, trust me, bro.
Yeah.
I like the one where the guy's got a globe. It's about, I don't know, big as a fucking large marble. And he's got a little aeroplane, which is nowhere near scale. It's about, I don't know, the size of the marble. Okay. And there's this Australian guy with about 3 teeth. And he's just showing how fucking the people on the plane will be upside. This is fucking mental. He's got no idea what he's talking about at all. But he's like, I don't know, I'm a scientist. And now, if you're going down this way, you see that the plane is bigger than the fucking planet. That's how big the fucking plane is. Like, Jesus. Dude.
Oh, look, he'll just fly off into space.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking no, you may as well. Dear, oh dear.
I didn't watch it, but I'm sure I've seen either an article or a video. And it was like, I was a flat earther and someone paid for me to go to Antarctica and I saw with my own eyes the curvature of the earth and therefore I've now seen that.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that what it takes to convince one fucking knobhead at a time?
Yeah. Yeah. I still think drowning would be a much better way of dealing with them. But anyway.
It's quicker. Yeah.
Call me fussy. right. So it's getting to press eject and give me the tape time. Anyone got anything planned for next week? Okay, have you got anything funky? Oh yeah, have you got enough money to bribe the property inspector? Because that's normally what happens. Well, yeah, I can approve this property development. I'm just going to turn my back, and if I turn back round again. I see about an envelope of money on the table. I might grease the wheels.
Envelope full of anthrax. All the approvals are done.
All right, cool.
So when was it? I had to move some bricks a couple of weeks ago that were left over from the brickies did. So I just put them in the backyard. Me and the kids, my wife went there. And I went around to the neighbours to say I want to replace all the fence. And the neighbour to the left, he said, oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't mind. You can replace the fence. So I'm selling the house anyway, so I won't even be here. He goes, oh, but your window up there on the second story, that's looking into my backyard. And I was thinking, yeah, it was approved by the council, so I'm not fucking doing anything about it. So I said, oh, let me just hear this wank around. He goes, oh, maybe you can get some paint and just sort of paint over the glass. I'm like, yeah. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to paint over this window in my son's bedroom. So it's not looking into your fucking yard. I said, there's going to be bamboo on this fence line. You won't see the house after about 6 to 8 months, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, and plus...
Oh, yeah.
And plus...
It may be something temporary.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What, go to any fucking city where you got, like, blocks of flats within distance of you, you literally see the whole fucking person's apartment. Jesus Christ.
Sometimes it's the only way you can...
see my garden.
Yeah, sometimes it's the only way you can get to see naked people.
Exactly, yeah. Future generations of young people and then next door's garden is going to be looking through Cat's window as he's drying his bollocks and thinking,
yeah,
I'm gay.
Well, my son, this is his bedroom.
Plus, so. Cat, you've already got cameras put in their toilets anyway.
Yeah. Ring cam.
In the toilet, above the toilet.
Yeah. Cat's ring cam is different to ours, Davian.
Yeah.
It looks at my ring.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and there you go. If you're tuning in for the first time, dear listeners, this is a sort of highbrow humour that you can expect from strangetimeshow.com.
Strange times, we're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.